This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. US President Donald Trump has said the United States has attacked 3 nuclear sites, including 4 though in Iran. In a social media post, he said that the U.S. has successfully conducted the strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan, and that all planes are now out of Iranian airspace. Addressing the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision of striking Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it'll change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the U.S. attacks on Iran as a dangerous escalation, warning that the conflict in the Middle East could quickly get out of control. In a social media post, he said, it is a direct threat to international peace and security. He called on member states to de-escalate and to uphold their obligations under the UN Charter and other rules of international law. He emphasized there is no military solution and the only path forward is diplomacy. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization has stated that the attacks on its nuclear sites constitute a violation of international law. Tehran's agency said radiation system data and field surveys do not show signs of contamination or danger to residents near the sites of Fordo, Isfahan and Natanz. In a statement, the organization has said scientists and experts will keep the country's nuclear industry moving forward. It said it will be taking necessary steps, which will include legal actions. Israeli forces yesterday launched fresh strikes against Iran's critical port city of Bandar Abbas in the southwestern part of the country. Israeli military described the targeted place as unmanned aerial vehicle depots and weapons facilities. Port city of Bandar Abbas serves as Iran's most important commercial gateway. As many as 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. The Ministry of External Affairs said last night 290 Indian nationals have returned home safely from Iran on a special flight from Mashhad that landed in New Delhi. Yesterday evening, another evacuation flight from Mashhad landed in New Delhi with 310 Indian nationals from Iran. People who were evacuated from Iran thanked Indian government for making good arrangements.
We all Indians are really thankful to the Indian government who had put this much effort. And the plus, the interesting thing was that they just opened that airbase from Mashhad for just for the Indian students, and that was really appreciable. Thank you.
बहुत अच्छा महसूस कर रहे हैं अपने वतन में आके. यहाँ की भी गवर्नमेंट ने बहुत अच्छा किया, वहाँ भी लोगों ने किया, और मैं तो धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ अपने एम्बेसी को जो वहाँ लोग बेचारे हमारे पीछे दिन रात लगे रहे, और हमारी मोदी सरकार का जिंदाबाद.
थैंक यू इंडिया एंड थैंक यू इंडियन एम्बेसी. दे हेल्प्ड अस अ लॉट इन एवरी सिचुएशन. दे वर विथ अस इन एवरी सिचुएशन. ऑल क्रेडिट गोज टू देम.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Konkan in Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Eastern Rajasthan, South Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Very heavy rainfall is expected in Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Delhi, Kerala and coastal Karnataka today, whereas hot and humid conditions are very likely in Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema. And in tennis, India's Maya Rajeshwaran has clinched the women's single ITF J200 Gladbach title in Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.